This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. You can send us any questions through there. And then, of course, you always hear me mention our helpline. That is 303-333-HELP. 303-333-4357. Give us a call, and we will try to help you with any type of consumer issue that we can. Well, we're going to kick off today's show with a gentleman you normally hear each week on Tuesdays with Your Money Matters, and that's Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Kurt, good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Well, you know, I want to get you on. Again, we have you on every each week, Tuesdays, and a lot of times we have a lot of different guests on, and then you'll do a mortgage show every once in a while, but just want to touch a little bit about Affordable Interest Mortgage. And you know, we've had you on for a number of years. You've been doing this a long time, and you've seen a lot of other mortgage companies come and go, and people come to you, and they've been other places. What do you think really sets you guys apart?
And I've kind of talked to you about this in the past. I think we listen better than most. Most people, when they call a mortgage company, some of them, a lot of them, it's kind of like calling a call center. If you don't fit into their box, they kind of just put you over here. When they got time, they might come back. They don't listen to what you're actually telling them you're looking for. You may be looking for a 30-year mortgage, but we may talk to you and say, well, you could do that 30-year, but we could cut it to 27,
right,
and it still fits in your payments, but you save this kind of money. They don't really listen to what your long-term or short-term goals are. So more so, I think that's part of it, because we're here to serve you. We don't offer just one loan. We offer all different types. Some are good for those. Some are good for these. It's just, what are you looking for?
Sure. Once again, their number is 720-895-0500, and right here in Greenwood Village area. And Kurt and his team can help you out with really any kind of mortgage. And, you know, we can even touch on reverse mortgages. You guys do those as well.
Yes, we actually do quite a few of those. There's, you know, as we all know, 10,000 people a day turning 65. There's a lot of myths about it. I think some of those are being cleared up. A lot of people believe that there's a high cost to reverse mortgages. And when you put it, the numbers out, it's really not. The cost has come down drastically on those. And there's a tremendous benefit. They're not for everybody, but there's a tremendous benefit for many people when they're struggling and they, you know, they got medical bills or they got, you know, drug issues that they got to be able to pay for the drugs. The budget only goes so far.
Sure.
So this allows them to free up. Or if somebody just wants to take that house payment they're making and travel a little bit more, it just takes some of the pressure off, and it works pretty well.
You know, I was thinking back through some of our past shows, and a lot on Haystack, we try to help people with advice to keep them from making mistakes. And I was wondering, are there mortgage mistakes people can make, you know, when you get looking at a house? And one I was thinking of, I think sometimes, you know, it's easy to get approved for, you know, $400,000, and you think, I got to spend every penny of that. And then all of a sudden, you don't have anything, any money to put a sofa in there or drapes or different things. So a couple of things I was going to bring up and get your opinion on. Is it a mistake to make yourself kind of house poor a little
mortgage
bit?
Mortgage poor.
Yeah,
so
mortgage
we call it,
poor. Yeah,
yeah. I really think it is, because if you've never owned a home, we actually try to help you understand that there's going to be more cost. There's a lot of first-time home buyers, young millennials out there looking, and we try to explain to them that, you know, even though you think this payment fits, you're pushing your envelope, and should you have a tough time or a furnace break or, you know, issues with the home, now you're kind of strapped and you're putting things on credit cards. But I see mistakes sometimes from mortgage lenders that certain loan officers will offer people products that isn't really the best for the customer, but it's great for them. They'll talk them out of a VA, but talk them into an FHA.
Mm-hmm.
And a VA is far superior than an FHA loan, and the payments are less. But they don't like VA loans. They don't like some of the restrictions at VA. VA actually restricts how much money you can make on it a little bit more. So they don't like that. So they'll convert you over when you really should be in a VA. Or they'll put you even in an FHA when you fit into a conventional.
Right.
Because the rate's better, but it has mortgage insurance. And they don't necessarily tell you that you could do a conventional versus the other. So it's there's those kind of mistakes that can happen that we see after it's happened. And we talk to people, go, well, that really wasn't the best loan for you. This should have been a whole lot better, and you'd have been able to pay off your home faster and save closing costs. We see that a lot.
So that may be one mistake. It's just not sitting down with someone that has your best interest at heart instead of just the business side of things. But especially first-time home buyer, I mean, to sit down and let someone like you that's been doing this a while and got a few gray hairs and can understand, you know, hey, you need to think about this.
When you're doing a mortgage, whether it's a purchase or a refi, it's not something that needs to be done in 2 weeks. It's something you really should look at and understand your options and what it's the total cost is going to be to you, whether you're going to be in it for a year, 5 years, or 10 years, whatever you think. What's that cost going to be? And too many people want to kind of rush you through that, especially on a purchase. Everybody's trying to rush to the close on a purchase. But that's a big investment, and you're getting so hyped up about buying that house, you forget sometimes to pay attention to the product that you're getting that's financing that home.
Right.
And we just try to give you, when we talk to you, seldom will you get one option from us. We're not here to tell you which loan to take. We're here to say there are options. You need to see the cost on all of them. You pick the loan. We get paid the same. Whether it's this loan or that loan, we get the same.
Right.
It's what's the loan that's best for you that protects your money the most.
So you mentioned the VA loan. So would you say it's a mistake if you qualify for a VA loan that in most cases that's what you should do?
Absolutely. Okay. VA loan is one of the best loans out there. VA has just come out and changed some of their guidelines because there's been some lenders that are promoting VA, but they're doing what they call churning. Because VA will allow you to do, if let's say you own a home and you want to pull some cash out and you're a vet, VA will allow you to take up to 100% of that. Well, so what some people are doing is they will get you to take maybe 10% of the equity that you have available and then come back to you in 4 months and get you to take another 10% and then come back to and keep doing that. It's churning. While you're getting the cash and your payments don't change because the rates are good, you're paying extra cost every time you do that.
Mm-hmm.
And you're paying extra commissions. VA has come in and they've now come out with a tangible net benefit thing to where they won't allow that to happen. You can't refinance a VA as quick as you used to because too many people are taking advantage of it. Loan officers, mortgage companies.
Right. Kurt Rogers with us, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Their number is 720-895-0500. You can check out their website, aimortgage.net. But if you've got any kind of mortgage needs, maybe thinking about refinancing, looking at maybe a second home, reverse mortgage, this is truly your one-stop shop for all your mortgage needs. 720-895-0500. Is this something where sometimes, you know, we hear a lot of different ads, and I mean, hey, we're not hiding. In fact, we're advertising
yes,
right now.
We are.
But you'll hear a lot of different ads. But is it sometimes where maybe, you know, a company I'm trying to find my note here on this real quick, but they offer a low rate, but then they have high fees. Is there anything in that where companies can do that in kind of
absolutely.
A hidden way?
Yeah, absolutely. There's two different types of mortgage brokers. There's the standard mortgage broker, then there's a correspondent mortgage broker. Correspondent mortgage broker is a broker that's using their own money.
Okay.
So they can not only make money on the rate and get paid by the lender, they can actually charge you to do so. They can charge you for fees that most lenders wouldn't charge you for. I hear an ad all the time that this one company talks about, well, you don't have to give us $500 up front to do the loan. Nobody should ever be giving anybody any money up front for any kind of mortgage loan.
I've never heard of you asking for
money. No, I can't even imagine that there's somebody out there doing it, but apparently there are people doing that.
Hmm.
Now, do you need to prepay for the appraisal? Yes, but that money is going to come back to you at the close. Yes, there are people that are doing that. They're charging excessive fees, and they're legitimate because they're the ones loaning the money. So as doing that, they have the right to charge those fees. There's a max that they can charge.
Okay.
But most lenders aren't even close to the max. The max used to be is 3%, but you can't. Nobody's doing that anymore.
Right. And one thing I like about you is, I mean, you have so many different programs, and a lot of people might think of big banks or that's the places to go that they would have more. But really, you have a lot of different options, and one especially I wanted to close out with today is the asset manager. I'll let you talk about that a moment.
A brick-and-mortar bank has to sell what the board of directors tell them that's the product that they're going to sell. So they're very limited. Most don't do VA. Very few will do USDA. Some are very restricted on their FHA. So they basically do conforming loans. And then they'll give you good rates if you've got lots of money sitting with them.
Mm-hmm.
So as a mortgage broker, my job is to find the best rate and the best program for you with your scenario and what you want to do. So that's why I have about 11 to 13 different lenders that I'll find the one that fits for you the best. We talk about the asset manager. That's my personal favorite. It's not for everybody, but if you're disciplined with your money and you have money rolling through your checking account, it's a mortgage to where they attach your checking account to your mortgage. And every dollar you put in your checking account goes to principal. Unlike a compound interest loan where you pay principal last, in this loan you're paying principal first, and it's simple interest.
Right.
So because of that, your mortgage payment goes down every month, which means as you're depositing money, more of it goes to principal because it's paying it first, and it just keeps magnifying.
Hmm.
And without changing your spending habits, most people are saving 40 to 60% of the interest that they would normally pay on a compound interest loan in this kind of simple interest loan, and they're owning the home faster. And the best part about it, you have access to your equity when you need it for an emergency, unlike any other loan. You don't have to go back and get a second mortgage. You don't have to come back and refinance. Excuse me. You don't have to refinance with me. One loan, 30 years, you're good to go.
All right. And I think that's where we lose people a lot the minute we say you don't have to change any of your spending habits. Because normally to pay something off early, you've got to sacrifice. And this, we're talking about just keep doing what you're doing.
Think of it this way. If you deposit, let's say, $8,000 a month into your checking account, if you could take that $8,000 and put it in a savings account that paid you 5 or 6% before you spent it, would you do it? Most people say absolutely. Well, that's exactly what this does. It's basically paying you the same rate, paying you 5, 6%, applying that to your principal, paying your principal down, lowering your payment, paying interest.
Right.
The interest rate on this is, you know, think of it like a credit card. A credit card might charge you 16%, but if you pay it off every month, you pay 0%. I got people paying 2% interest on these loans, 2 to 3% interest, because they're not paying it to the bank. They're saving it.
Right.
That's their money, and they own their home faster, and they're protected if the economy goes south. It's a great loan.
Absolutely. Well, Kurt, thank you. And again, you can join us each week on Tuesdays for a special edition of Haystack Help Radio, and we call it Your Money Matters, brought to you by Affordable Interest Mortgage. And again, if you've got any mortgage needs, give Kurt a call, 720-895-0500. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
You've been told nothing can be done for your peripheral neuropathy. Don't give up hope. Call Dr. Dean Anderson, chiropractor at Front Range Medical Center, to ask about electronic signaling. For the past 9 years, Dr. Anderson has specialized exclusively in the treatment of peripheral neuropathy. Front Range Medical Center can't help everyone, but thanks to an advanced technology called electronic signaling, Dr. Anderson has seen great results for seniors who'd been told there was no hope for them. That's what Dr. Anderson loves most about his job, seeing the hope return to patients who had been suffering with burning, tingling, and numbness. It's worth a phone call. Schedule a $27 consultation with Dr. Anderson, including a neuropathy-specific exam, this week. He will review your health history and past medical records to find out whether electronic signaling could help where other treatments have failed. Don't lose heart. Call now, 720-851-9694, 720-851-9694.
Did you know that Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has a beautiful, unique cat lodge, and their feline guests are loving it? The cat lodge is a special place where cats can lounge all day in the comfort of their own private space or climb to their favorite resting spot on their custom-built cat trees. If your special friend likes to lounge and watch things from afar, the cat lodge has many cozy places, all in view of their colorful and mesmerizing aquarium designed to entertain and delight their feline guest. Whatever your cat's fancy, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center created their cat lodge with your pet's comfort in mind. And all the while, your cat will be under the experienced care of their lodge pet care specialist. They would love to have your cat as their special guest the next time you're away, so don't hesitate to ask about making your cat's reservation in their cat lodge today. Hey, we've trusted our pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 15 years, and you can too. Call 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050, or visit LoneTreeVet.com.
You were just walking into that store when you were in a slip and fall accident as a result of the store owner's negligence. Flesh and Beck know what to do. First, make a report of the incident with the store owner. It's important to have an official document of all the important details. Second, make a note of all of your injuries so you can report them to your doctor as soon as you can. Third, take pictures of the conditions and location of the accident. And remember, it's your job to take care of yourself. Don't waste time arguing about who's at fault. Then, call Flesh and Beck.
Call me, Kevin Flesh, at Flesh Law to get a professional opinion. I will answer all your questions, and I will help you determine if you're entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call me, Kevin Flesh, at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if we can help you get the compensation you deserve.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back. You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to have back in studio our financial specialist and expert, Mr. David Cishan from Cishan Financial Services. They're with the Householder Group right here in the Denver Tech Center. David, always good to see you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine, Scott. Nice to be back.
You know, it's amazing to me, and we kind of talked about this on a previous segment about how many people you meet, and you know, I'll just say my age, you know, we'll say 60 and above now, that you ask them, are you where you thought you would be or really want to be financially? And very few people can say, yep, I'm exactly where I want to be, or I'm ahead of where I want to be. Most people put off this whole area of financial planning, which we talked about on our last show. But what do you say to those people out there that just, you know, keep putting it off, keep putting it off?
Well, you know, the end result, most people that come in or are interested in financial planning is really trying to find out and determine, do they have enough money to get through retirement?
Mm-hmm.
And again, when I first started my business, if people retired at 65, and if they made it to 72, that was pretty good. Well, now people are retiring at 60, either by purpose or not, circumstance, and they're living to 85, 90, 95, 100. And they're very concerned whether their money is going to last, their income is going to last. Husband and wives, you know, whatever their income is, if someone dies, they need at least typically 70% of what they were getting to make it through comfortably in retirement. Well, what normally happens that we see a lot of in the historic past has been husband and wife. Normally, the husband gets ill first. The wife spends a lot of money, even though they got health insurance, they need special this or that. Spends a lot of money, and then the husband passes on. And the wife is left there with a heck of a lot less income than she needs to survive on. And which is why when you walk into, for example, nursing homes, there are just a lot of women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate.
Sure.
But it's the key on this whole thing that is how much income do we have? How much cash flow? What can we bank on coming in? That Social Security check comes out on the 15th, or the pension comes in on the 12th, and so forth and so on. Do we have enough guaranteed fixed income to cover the expenses that we want and need? So that's the main thing that people are concerned with.
Right.
And it doesn't matter who they are. They're all concerned about it, whether they have a lot of money or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because even people with a lot of money don't have a lot of guaranteed income. They depend on the other assets that they can convert, and maybe they will, and it'll be great.
Sure.
But a lot of times circumstances eat into those assets, and all of a sudden they're not as great as they were.
Right. Now, we've talked about this before where, you know, a lot of people think when you think of, hey, what's a financial planner do? A lot of people say they invest your money.
Right.
Well, there's a lot of different pieces of that, and we've talked about that. And one of the areas of this is about taxes.
Right.
So when we use words tax-free retirement, I mean, man, everybody just kind of goes to, wow, that would be very cool. But if you don't watch out, I mean, if you don't have that coach, that guide like yourself helping us, you may have saved a lot, but if you don't handle it all right, it could all be eaten up in taxes or a lot, big majority.
Well, yeah, I mean, Uncle Sam is looking at every angle to get tax money out of our pocket, all right? There's already concerns that the federal estate tax, which is, we have a big exemption, we each have like $11.2 million or so, that if we die, Uncle Sam can't tax it effectively. Well, they're already talking about reducing that, trying to reduce that, getting it back to where it was. Well, where it was like a million years ago.
Okay.
But that's because they can't tax a lot of the estates. So taxation is critical. And what I tell our clients and what I tell people when we do our seminars and teach and so forth is you are in control of the amount of taxes you want to pay. Now, most people look at that comment and many of them don't believe it. But I take them back to 1912 when income tax came into being. There were four questions on the Internal Revenue Code. Four questions. Now there's 90,000 pages. There's a lot of opportunities in there for people to control the taxes they pay if they understand what their options are. The problem is most people don't get those options because if they're doing their own tax return, they're not paying attention normally to these other tools that are in the tax code.
Right.
And if they go to a tax preparer, the tax preparer is just trying to get the darn income tax done so they get their monies refunded back or they pay whatever they're paying. But there's no proactivity on what you can do before the end of the year to reduce your taxes. I'm a firm believer that zero taxes is a good objective. Now, we can't all get to zero taxes.
Sure.
Of course, we've got to pay our fair share. But we don't have to be overly patriotic either. There are tools that we can use to reduce this. For example, on our income, you know, most people have income that's taxed currently, even retirees. So maybe money's coming in from their pension that they're taking currently. Or maybe they're working part-time and they got W-2 income of some sort. And then they have deferred income. So maybe the rest of their assets in their 401k or IRA is not being distributed yet. So that's being deferred. And then the third area that people have is tax-free. And when I ask that question in every class, you know, what would you rather have of those three incomes? Which one would you rather have? Everybody says tax-free.
Sure.
Very few people know how to get it, or very few people get it. And so, again, with a little education, everybody can generate tax-free income. For example, this is a simple little thing, but people have IRAs and they have non-IRA accounts. Well, maybe it makes sense, depending on the circumstances, that in the IRA accounts, you have investments that are maybe some types of bonds or long-term bonds or strategic bonds, different types of things. They'll grow, but they don't grow as rapidly as, let's say, stocks and other assets that you have in your non-qualified account. So when you come to pay taxes on your IRAs, you're not growing it as rapidly, so you're not going to pay as much taxes. And those assets in your non-qualified accounts could be growing very rapidly or better. But when you take that out, it's long-term capital gains, not ordinary income like in the IRAs. Again, it's really understanding the client and their situation tax-wise to be able to tell them,
right,
you know, here are some options that you should look at. Now, I'm not a CPA and I'm not a tax preparer. I'm dangerous, but I don't do that. We have professionals that do that for our
right.
clients. But again, it's the
and
idea.
That is one good thing. Let me, because that was going to be my next point. That is one thing, you know, when I do business with you is you kind of have a team around you, and while your client's not required to use your CPA or estate planner, to me, it's great to have someone, one, that's worked with you, knows your expectations of what all bases to cover.
Right.
And so they can come to you kind of for that one-stop shop for everything to get handled in a good way.
Yep. Exactly. We look at all, because we have to look at all five of those areas, and it touches on legal, touches on accounting, you know, it touches on investments, it touches on insurance. I mean, one of the biggest problems we see with retirees is their automobile insurance and homeowners insurance. They are grossly underinsured, mm-hmm. or they're paying a tremendous amount of premium that they don't have to be paying.
Right.
And we have several situations where there's partial losses, say, on your home. Well, the adjuster comes out and says, Scott, yeah, you're covered. Don't worry about it. Works up his numbers and says, well, you're not covered to the magic number, which is 80% replacement. You're less. So instead of getting 100% your deductible, you're going to get 70 or 60%
mm-hmm.
less your deductible. And it eats their pocketbook right up. And there's no need of it. It's easy to solve.
Sure.
But if you don't address it, it just goes until you get hurt.
Right. We're talking about tax-free retirement. Again, David Cishan is our guest, Cishan Financial Services. His number, 720-482-1917, 720-482-1917. He does offer a free consultation. Just mentioned you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they'll get you in. So it must just kill you sometimes when people maybe come in and you look at maybe they've been paying a lot more taxes than they should have, and had they come seen you maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago, you could have saved them a lot of money with just a couple of little things again.
Possible. Yeah, yeah, it's possible. And that's, but again, hindsight's always perfect too.
Right.
You know, and the good thing about it, as I tell clients, especially ones that, let's say, have more than the average coming in, you have the income to pay the tax. Just think if you didn't have the income and then they had to pay the tax. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be very nice.
Sure.
You know, so again, tax-free, tax-advantageous tools for the average person is still important for them because, again, the more you keep in your pocket, the happier you're going to be. So we, again, don't have to be overly patriotic. We'd have to pay our fair share of taxes. But again, there are tools set up to use, you know, even if it is, for example, an IRA people have, well, does it make sense to convert it to a Roth?
Mm-hmm.
Because once you divorce the government from the IRA, now it's going to grow tax deferred and it's going to come out tax free forever. You know, forever is a long way. And it's a heck of a lot better than taxable, especially in the society that we're in now, in the economic scenario, where we owe billions and billions and billions, and the interest itself is eating us alive.
Right.
Where do you think they're going to come get the money? So if you have it in a tax-free forever account, it's forever.
Yeah. And another thing, David, and we talked about this on a previous show as well, he's really big into education and does a lot of seminars around, and as those come up, we'll be giving you dates. But if you'd like to know about those even, you can call the office, 720-482-1917, and talk with Stephanie, and she can maybe tell you about some of those upcoming dates. And what we want to tell you, these are educational seminars, and that's all they are. They are not deals to try designed to get you in and try to get you to sign up before you leave, all that. They are educational seminars that will teach you a lot of the things that we're talking about, you know, from taxes to estate planning to even you do some things even on just senior safety, so to speak,
yep,
of just fraud things,
yep,
too.
Absolutely.
So there's just so many things that he goes over in his seminars, so we highly, highly endorse those and recommend them. But give David a call at 720-482-1917 to learn more about this tax-free retirement. So, David, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Why are seniors obtaining a reverse mortgage? No mortgage payments, of course. Hello, this is Steve Hurley with Affordable Interest Mortgage at 720-895-0500. You can live in your home for as long as you wish. It is your home. It's your money. So call me, Steve Hurley, at AIM, 720-895-0500. Let's discuss your options. No pressure, just education via information. NMLS number 243200, regulated by DORA. An equal opportunity lender.
Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason is coming up at 3. Now, back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Your Health Matters, sponsored by Integrated Health Systems. Traditional medicine has left you frustrated. You've seen doctor after doctor searching for answers, only to feel more confused than ever.
Chiropractic neurologist Dr. Shane Stedman, along with his team at Integrated Health Systems, does the detective work you need to identify causes, not just treat your symptoms. Using a team approach to combine functional medicine with neurology, Integrated Health Systems spends the necessary time with each client to find out what's really going on. Thanks to Dr. Stedman and his team, many clients who struggle with debilitating health issues have finally found relief. Now, Haystack Help Radio proudly presents Your Health Matters.
And we welcome you to Your Health Matters here on Haystack Help Radio. My name is Scott Watley, along with Marie Christine. Marie, how are you?
I am doing good, Scott.
You actually left Integrated Health Systems this morning after an appointment.
I did. I saw Jess talk about my nutrition plan this morning, so I'm working on it. I'm working on my health.
All right. And with that, we will welcome Dr. Shane Stedman. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. Marie's kind of got this look on her face. She started her nutrition deal for 1 week with Jess. So,
oh, boy. It's a big change, Dr. Stedman, but for the better, I hope.
You know, it's always a big change at the beginning, and it's funny, and this is why we're always like meeting with people often and trying to educate and all that stuff like that we talked about on the show, because it's a big change. It's a lot of work, but it actually gets easier. And it's always funny that usually the first week is always the hardest. Mm-hmm. The second week is hard. And then usually by the third week, most people, they're like, oh, this isn't so bad. You know, I found this and this and this, and I'm doing this and this. And you're like, oh, great. So it's almost like clockwork. Like every time you get somebody, you know, that starts something new like this, it's that first week is always rough, and then it gets easier and easier and easier.
Well, you know,
Go ahead. Good. Well, and as I say, so this is why we find it important to do consultations, because we actually do run into people, you know, that it's interesting that I'll ask, you know, we always ask the question, like, how motivated are you to make changes? And there's some people that are like, I'm not very motivated. I'm like, well, then we're probably not a good fit. And this is right. Why we do consultations, because we need people who are motivated into making these changes, because they're not, I know they're not easy. You know, I've been doing this for 15 years. I've seen a lot of people cry, and I've seen a lot of people get upset. But, you know, and then there's a ton of people that we make these changes, and they're like, oh, that's it? That's easy. So everybody's so different. It's almost like based on your upbringing, your lifestyle, your extracurricular activities, your work, your family dynamics. There's all of these things that play a role into it, and this is why we have to have a team approach.
Yeah, and you know, I've discovered I actually really like some of the healthier foods that I'm eating, so that's a nice discovery. I can eat bacon and avocado and yummy things, but man, getting that sugar out of my system is really doing a number on my energy levels, so I'm sure that will improve as the weeks continue.
Yeah, that's probably one of the hardest things, I think, is some of those patients that do almost rely on sugar for energy, or rely on some of these things. And there's a false sense of energy, you know, so your body's like, oh, well, I don't need to do anything. You know, you're going to bring in an outside source. And all of a sudden you take away that outside source and you tell your body, hey, you need to do your job. And it's like, what? I've been on vacation for like 10 years, you know? So it comes back online, but that's where the hand holding and, you know, loving on people and helping people get through it and keeping everybody accountable and supporting and all these things is why it's so important.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't be doing this if it weren't for Integrated Health Systems. So there you go.
So what is your brain telling your body when you're going through this first week or two, Dr. Stedman? Because there is some fighting going on there.
I hate you. No, it's, you know, it's a change. You know, it's funny, even, you know, I go through this too, you know, so we don't tell patients to do one thing and then we do another, you know, so I'll go through and I'll change my diet or I'll go through a detox or a cleanse. And even that first week for me, you know, I'm grumpy and my blood sugar is kind of like up and down and I'm like, oh, and it's usually when I need to, like, it's usually after Christmas, right? It's like, I've got all this, you know, the Christmas cookies and stuff. And, so just that first week, your body's trying to adapt to like a new normal. And sometimes that adapting piece can be a little bit hard because your body has relied on, let's say, sugar, you know, so your body says, hey, I'm used to getting this much fuel in my system. And then you take that out, then you have to now rely on on your own system to do it. And so then your body has to like kick back into gear, has to kind of switch some of these circadian rhythms. And so sometimes it's just a little bit hard with your body trying to adapt to what a new normal is. It's kind of like daylight savings time, you know?
Yeah.
Like this week, everybody's going to be grumpy because we have to adapt to a new normal. And by next week, most everybody's going to be much better. So that's all it is. It's a new normal. Sometimes people don't like changes. Our body doesn't really like changes like that. So that first week, sometimes two is a little bit tough.
Right. Well, let's talk about Jess's seminar that's coming up this Wednesday a little bit for those that maybe have missed our last couple of shows or whatever reason. And then we're going to talk about some other topic here. But tell us a little bit about this seminar that Jess is doing.
Yeah, so we're continuing. We're almost done with this. So we're continuing on really understanding, how the digestive tract works. And we've been talking about, it's called microbiome. So it's a really fancy word for understanding the environment of your digestive tract, or for another term, your gut. So we're understanding what the bugs in your gut do, understanding what digestion is all about and how that works. And really, kind of where we're going to go into this next couple of weeks, there's actually a lot of information that's come out on a topic called psychobiotics. It's fascinating. And actually looking at the different bugs, and they're now starting to say that the different bugs that are in your digestive tract can actually be responsible for different types of mental health disorders.
Hmm. Kind of affecting your mood a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. So I know Jess, I think last week she talked a little bit about there's certain bugs in your digestive tract that can make you overweight, and there's certain bugs in your digestive tract that can make you lose weight. And now they've also now found that there's certain bugs that can impact your mood and create depression and anxiety. And there's tons of research that is all about this. And I have research sitting in my PowerPoints that I teach that actually talk about how your digestive system, if it's off, can cause depression. And so in the research, it says that looking to gut dysfunction or gut health is actually a therapeutic target for major depressive disorder. Hmm. And so now they're looking at how your digestive tract works. They're looking at the bugs. And this is why we look at diet and digestive function with every single patient, because, that could be the cause of anxiety or mood changes or all sorts of issues.
Scott's laughing at me. He thinks I need some of those good mood bugs.
I think she got bit by one of those cranky bugs. We might need some antiseptic in here. No.
This is why I have you, Dr. Stebbins.
Yeah. But, it is amazing. When you start doing something, and again, we've been working on our diet things as well, you do feel that inflammation leaving your body. You really do.
It's amazing. And I think most people will talk about their brain fog goes away and mental clarity, comes online, and they can think better, they can function better, their work is better, their memory is better. And those are all usually inflammation. And then physically, they talk about their joints don't ache and their muscles don't ache. So it's like you all of a sudden, you feel like the achiness leaving your body and the brain fog is being lifted, and you're like, whoa, this is crazy. And it's sometimes just that simple, just cleaning up your gut and making sure everything is moving and making sure you're absorbing everything. And sometimes it's miraculous what we see just by fixing the gut.
That's something our producer Charlie has even mentioned, because they did this whole health food program in January where they did some of the similar paleo style eating. And Charlie, mm-hmm. didn't you say that you woke up in the morning with no aches and pains getting out of bed? Yeah, he's nodding. So that right alone should be motivating for someone listening, that it's worth getting through those first 2 weeks to not have aches and pains.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hear this, whether it be a paleo diet or a Whole30, an autoimmune paleo diet, there's FODMAPs and GAPs, and there's all these different types of things, but it's kind of one thing that's in common is you take out all the sugar and then you take out the junk food, you eat healthier, you get some vegetables, and you're doing things that is really beneficial. And it just really goes to show that really what you put in your mouth can impact you greatly.
Sure.
So So it's just, yeah, it's fun. It's fun to watch. It's fun to watch people get well.
Absolutely. So if you're interested in going this Wednesday for this seminar with Jess, again, we appreciate Dr. Stedman doing this, but this is absolutely free to you. They are doing this as an educational seminar, a chance for you to get to meet them and ask some questions as well. And so all you have to do is give them a call to reserve your seat, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. You can check out their website, integratedhealthdenver.com. Well, Dr. Stedman, we talked a little bit last week about the it's Awareness Month here for traumatic brain injury, and I was looking at some things online before the show and kind of looking at some myth versus facts, and so Marie and I are going to throw a few of these at you today, but one myth on here said it was a myth, so we'll get your opinion. It says, you know, when a patient looks good, he or she is fully recovered.
That might be the biggest myth of them all, right?
That was number one, yes.
Yeah, that's definitely the biggest one. I think that is the biggest complaint that we hear from everybody who's had a concussion. And I talked about last week a little bit, is, you know, I was kind of making the analogy that, you know, you sprain your ankle and you'll get way more attention than you will, you know, if you get a concussion. You know, people actually open the door for you and make sure you're fine and, you know, and see if you need any help. But you get a concussion, and if everything looks good on the outside, yeah, you must be great. And that's probably the first thing that I would say most patients, they sit down and they say, you know, I feel horrible and nobody will believe me because they can't see it, you know, and a lot of them will fake it. They fake it to get through work. They fake it to function well in front of their kids. They fake it to function well in front of their husband or spouse, you know, or significant mm-hmm. other. They fake it till they make it, kind of thing. And so everybody assumes like, oh, they must be doing well. And they're like, no, I can't afford to miss time off of work. So I'm putting on a good face. You know, I'm busting my butt to get through the end of the day, and they don't realize that they're going home and they're just literally a hot mess, mm-hmm. you know, but they can't afford to take off work. And so that is the number one myth that we hear from almost every single patient.
Right.
All right. That makes, and I would imagine that'd be so frustrating as the person with the concussion to not have anybody, I don't know, supporting them, I guess. And then what a relief to come into integrated health systems and have someone believe them and offer a solution so they don't have to feel so terrible all the time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, that's probably the most exciting piece. I mean, because you'll actually look at them, or, you know, we'll say this, after the end of the exam, a lot of times I'll kind of do a little quick summary. I'm like, hey, your eyes don't work. Your equilibrium system's this looks, you know, here's the things I saw. So kind of like a high level, you know, just give them a results of what I see today. And most often they look at me and they're like, see, there is something wrong with me, but nobody will believe me. And right. I'm like, I believe you. This is off, and this doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and this doesn't work. And like, okay, great. I'm going to go tell my friends, my spouse, my boss, you know, so they are almost excited when they leave the office to go tell people, somebody found something wrong with me that I'm not faking it.
Oh, good.
Well, you know, my mom, she had a deal called, they actually called it idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis because they didn't know what caused it. And this was back in 97. She passed away with this. But you look at her on the outside, she was fine. But her lungs were literally just shrinking. And I mean, she never smoked, never drank, nothing, you know, but her lungs were just shrinking. And once diagnosed with it, it was about 6 years, you know, it took her life at 61 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. And one of the things that, you know, we talked about on the show that we have counselors in the office, and that's actually one of the things that's on our radar that we're going to start up is brain injury support groups. Because when you meet somebody who's had a brain injury and they feel totally alone and like nobody believes them, it really starts to wear on you. You know, you start to feel like you're messed up in the head and that you're making things up. And so one of the things that we're actually looking to do is form TBI support groups, after hours, where people can come and they can meet other people that are saying the exact same thing as they are, that nobody believes them. And so it's just, sometimes you just need to tell somebody, like, you know, I'm not crazy, you know,
right.
Like I'm for real in what is happening. And then somebody say, me too. Like, I agree. That exact same thing happened to me. And there's some comfort and just knowing that you're not the only one in this world suffering from a brain injury that nobody can see.
Sure.
So myth absolutely. Number two is pretty much related to what we're talking about, which is a concussion is a mild brain injury and therefore is less damaging than other types of brain injuries. What would you say to that?
Yeah, and that myth is, that one is definitely false. And that one's another, it kind of ties into what we're saying, but that one's kind of got its own separate categories of issues. Because sometimes you run into you have patient A that bumps their head. Let's say they bent over and they picked up something and then stood up and they just hit their head on the counter or the cabinet. You know, so some people are like, oh, that's not a big deal. You should recover fast. You know, that's just nothing. And then you meet somebody who is in like a rollover car accident. And, you know, so you're like, oh, that person should be really bad because that was a really bad accident, you know. And mm-hmm. those don't always match. We were actually talking about a patient this morning that she was on the back of a bike and it hit some gravel. And so her and her boyfriend went flying. So the bike took off. They're going down the highway and they both slammed into the guardrail. So they broke a ton of bones.
Ouch.
Both of them ended up in the hospital. And so she came in and we checked her out neurologically. She is actually really good. You know, there's a couple of things I need to fix. And obviously her memory isn't so great. It's actually not bad, but it's still not where it should be, you know. But, I mean, we were actually talking about this morning in our meeting going, like, I can't believe how great she looks for as much damage and broken bones as she has. And then on the flip side, about maybe 6 years ago, I was treating a patient that she was jumping off a little retaining wall in her backyard and didn't think much of it, just hit the ground kind of weird. She rolled her ankle and kind of did this, and she had her little kid with her. So she kind of wrapped up her kid and kind of took most of the brunt, you know, but she was like, I didn't really get hurt all that much, but she had vertigo and memory issues and all sorts of neurological issues, and she didn't even hit her head.
Wow.
You know, so it's like you can't, that's one thing that people have done that's unfortunate is said, well, the type of injury you have should dictate your recovery time and your symptoms, and that is so far from the truth.
Well, right, because what you're saying is it could be the exact opposite. A quote-unquote mild brain injury could have way worse effects than a serious-sounding one.
Oh, 100%. You know, and a lot of it, kind of going back to what we're talking about with Jess, take patient A, for instance. So you have patient A who has a horrible digestive system. They eat, you know, junk food all of the time. They're very inflamed, and they're very toxic. And they hit their head. And we'll even say it's like the same kind of head injury. Well, that, the way that their body was prior to that head injury could dictate, because if you have that much brain inflammation and then you hit your head on a cabinet, what is that going to do? It's probably going to ramp up that inflammatory mechanism even more. And the inflammation of the brain is actually really, really damaging. It's not so much sometimes the damage as it is the inflammation that's in the brain. So you have this patient A with a really bad gut, really bad food. They don't take care of themselves and they bump their head on the cabinet. That could be way significantly worse than somebody who eats healthy, keeps their stress under control, they meditate every day, you know, they do everything, quote unquote, right. And then they hit their head. Well, maybe they recover faster because they didn't have as much inflammation.
Right.
So there's a lot that plays a role before you even hit your head.
Right.
Can dictate the outcome.
Dr. Shane Stedman's our guest, Integrated Health Systems. Once again, their number, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. Now, what about when, and maybe you've had this happen where maybe a patient had an MRI or a CT scan, and that came back, so to speak, negative. Is it still possible to have an issue?
Oh, yes. And that actually happens almost all the time. So I would say easily 9 times out of 10, all the MRIs and CT scans come back negative.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really common. So that's why there's actually there's a company in town that actually measures. It's called Seroscan. We actually work with them.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually do, yeah, so they do SPECT imaging and they do PET scans. And that actually looks at the functionality of the brain, which is super awesome. So those are companies that we'll actually team up with to look at the health of different parts of the brain. And now they got technology that's like 3D looking, and I mean, it's pretty amazing. But the MRIs and CT scans often come back negative. And that kind of goes back into the first two myths that we're talking about too, is that a lot of these people then, you know, they're like, well, there shouldn't be anything wrong with you. Your MRI was clean. I was like, well, inflammation doesn't show up on an MRI. Dysfunction doesn't show up on an MRI. So it's right. Only like if you have severe damage and strokes and bleeds and tumors and lesions and MS, those things show up. But dysfunction, like balance disorders, don't show up on an MRI. You know, short-term memory doesn't really show up on an MRI. So that's what makes this really hard, too, for these patients that are struggling.
That might be a good question someday to ask Kevin Flesch, Scott, from the legal standpoint, because I'm thinking, say somebody gets in a car wreck and they have a little bit of whiplash, but the MRI comes back that they're fine. What if then the insurance doesn't want to cover their chiropractor bill, but they still really need it, you know?
No, absolutely. And we're going to work out a show with Kevin and Dr. Stedman, because Kevin and I were talking about that this weekend, Dr. Stedman, how we want to do that. So I'll get with you on that.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
And it's so good, Dr. Stedman, you're just giving us more motivation. What you said about if your body has less inflammation to start with, that you can handle little brain injuries better, that there right there, Scott, is more motivation to eat right to begin with.
Sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you see, it's not even brain injury. Just look at the sports population. You know, you see professional athletes that, you know, they have a broken leg. It was a Trello, wasn't it, I think, back in the day? Didn't he break his leg and then played in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, like, I think
4 weeks later.
One guy played a game with a broken leg. I think it was Jack Ham, a linebacker for the Steelers or something, played with a broken leg today. You know, yeah, jeez.
You know, and it's very crazy that you can have an athlete that can be a tip-top shape, breaking a bone, and then play 4 weeks later, where if that was you or I, you know, we'd be out for like 3 months, and then we'd be in a boot for another 3 months.
Sure.
You know, it's like, because we're not conditioned. And so that's important to condition your body so that when you do have these head injuries, you could bounce back fast.
Because, Dr. Zidman, does that kind of intense exercise that athletes do, does that lower inflammation?
Oh, that's a good question. That's almost a yes and no answer.
Okay.
So it can, but also you can create inflammation. Because when you're exercising that hard, it doesn't come without, you know, inflammatory byproducts. And so we could have a whole section on exercise.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
That's a good one. Let's save that. That's a good exercise topic that we can talk about maybe next month as all the weekend warriors are starting to get ready for the summer.
Oh,
absolutely.
Good idea.
Okay.
Do we have time for one more myth, or are we almost out of time?
No, we, okay. We got a couple more minutes. All right. So let's talk about this. So when somebody talks about, you know, how long it'll take them to get well, I mean, some of these deals can be, you know, 3 to 6 months, a year, but then you're saying even a mild traumatic brain injury can be lifelong lasting.
Yeah. So usually, I mean, it's even hard to see what the timeline is on that. You know, I think that's what most people think is it should be, you know, 3 to 6 months. And that's what you hear a lot of doctors telling their patients is like, oh, just don't play sports for 3 months, or don't go to school, or don't go to work, and you should be fine. Come back and see me in 3 months. And yeah, that doesn't really work out that way. Because there's actually things you can do. You know, we've seen people recover from concussions within a few weeks. And then we've seen some other people that has taken, you know, a good 6 months or so. So, yeah, that's really hard. That's another myth. It's not always 3 to 6 months. And I think it really goes back to our last conversation. It really, in my mind, it kind of depends on your genetics, your inflammation, your age, how well you take care of yourself, your stress. Those factors all play a role into the healing process.
And one thing we can be sure of is when you go to integrated health systems, you're going to heal a lot faster than if you never go.
Absolutely.
Take care of it sooner.
Because, man, I'm telling you, this is something where there's probably a lot of people walking around today that were misdiagnosed and just wondering why, you know, they're having a lot of different health issues, and because they were not diagnosed properly and someone spent the time with them like you do at integrated health systems.
Yep. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, I had a friend of mine actually that was there last week, and I asked him, I said, was that the most thorough consultation you've ever had in your life? And I'm guessing this guy's 65, and he said, absolutely. And he said, I was coming to tell you that. He said, I've never been asked. And again, when I say so many questions, I mean, I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean it made him feel good. I mean, he said he's never spent that much time with a primary care doctor in the last 20 years, you know, because they're always just in and out, even if he gets to see the doctor.
Yeah, and his issues weren't, you know, they weren't the big glaring issues, you know, like brain injuries and stuff like that. And yeah, it's just like, if you're trying to make a decision, and it blows my mind. I think we'll spend more time evaluating an automobile for a noise that it's making than we will for a human being, you know?
Sure.
So we're a little bit, we're just off.
Right. And just one more here. We got a few seconds for actually a minute or so, but you know, you have to realize that the effects of a traumatic brain injury aren't always noticeable immediately, right?
That is true. Actually, that's a true one, because there's a lot of times that, you know, there's kind of a rule of thumb I learned a long time ago that symptoms can show up in like 2 days, 2 months, or 2 years if left untreated. And sometimes there's things that function that's off, but people can compensate. We're like great at compensation. So sometimes we don't pick up on these things, and then you fix something, and then lo and behold, here comes another symptom. And then you realize, oh, what I was fixing was a compensation instead of actually something that was, you know, misfiring, for lack of better terms. So it's not uncommon for things to actually pop up. And that's why I think it's always better to get checked out sooner than later, because you can follow with the patient, you know, so that when things do pop up, that you can nip those things before they get worse. Because if not, as human beings, we're great at compensation. So you just keep compensating and compensating and compensating. And you'll do things like tilt your head and move your eyes toward your body and do all these things to compensate for any kind of dysfunction. So the sooner you get checked out, the sooner to get fixed, the sooner you can be back on schedule without compensating.
Sure. Well, once again, if you'd like to come to the seminar on Wednesday at 6:30, this is with Jess Sorcy. She's the metabolic coordinator for Integrated Health Systems. All you have to do, it's absolutely free. Just call and reserve your seat now, 303-781-5617, 303-781-5617. And their website is integratedhealthdenver.com. Dr. Stedman, as always, thank you so much, sir, and we appreciate it.
All right, have a good one.
All right, Marie, thank you as well.
Thanks, Scott.
Call Integrated Health Systems now for a free consultation. 303-781-5617. That's 303-781-5617. To book your consultation online, visit integratedhealthdenver.com. Thank you for listening to Your Health Matters. Be sure to join Dr. Shane Stedman live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. on KLZ 560.
The views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.